We warned you. We told you what was going to happen. You're allowing landlords to drive up rents. We told you that we'd use your legislation to evict tenants. And what is happening now? You are presiding over the highest rate of eviction since the famine. Think of that, Taoiseach. Since the famine, you are presiding over the highest rate of evictions. In one of the most wealthiest countries in Europe, families are being driven from their homes in their thousands. That is what you're overseeing. And we have told you time and time again that your policies are failing people. You're talking about affordable housing that's costing €2,500 and €3,000 to rent every single month. It is simply unaffordable. So I ask you this, Taoiseach. Do you accept that your legislation has allowed a situation where now we have more evictions since the famine and Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are presiding over that?
No, I don't. No, I don't. And of course, you want people to give up hope. You want people to give up on this country because your politics thrives on that negativity and that divisiveness. But the people are much more reasonable than you. And they know that we're building more homes than the EU average. They know that Ireland delivered the strongest rate of new housing completions across 19 countries in the EU in 2024. They can see the homes, they can see the cranes, they can see the figures. They know there's more first-time buyers than any time since 2007. They know that there's more tenancies as well, and they know that we're making progress. The reality, though, is all you do each and every week is hop on the latest headline. While we're making serious policy decisions across a spectrum of the housing challenge, you have no sense of direction. Whatever way the wind blows, Pierce goes. And it doesn't add up as the problem. You want to get rid of all the taxes, you want more spending, you want a mini budget every week, you say you want more affordable and available rental supply, and yet you vote against every measure we bring forward. You're not even capable of responsible opposition, which is why the people have never put you in government.